Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
No one of consequence.
I must know.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
I accidentally hit the mixing board right as I was unmuting, and I screwed everything up, so now I gotta adjust in real time. How fun. We are clearly two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies.
I started to say, with a delay.
Someone was, dear... in the headlights, like, oh crap, did that just end? Oh no, wait, why did I hit it? Why am I still talking? Today is Saturday, November 22nd, 2014, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat.
I can hear you tonight.
Sweet.
I think other people can hear you too.
Excellent.
If you would like to interact with the live show, go ahead and send us a tweet at Movie Nights Pod. That is Nights with a K, right?
Right.
It's always nice with a K.
Always
with a K. Hey.
Always.
We've got a time machine.
What, we do?
Oh, kind of. I mean,
okay.
It says time machine in the notes. Neither of us filled anything in. But you never know. You might have something that you want to put in the time machine. Do you have something that you want to put in the time machine, sir, that fracking cat?
Nothing I can think of at the moment.
Oh, crap. I was really hoping you were going to have something so I can adjust my microphone.
Okay.
But you were a little bit quiet last week, so why don't you tell the people what we did to address that? Just for some fun.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a little, a little styrofoam poofy thing on the microphone now, so I kind of have a buffer. I know where I'm supposed to be in relation to the mic, and there's a stand here, so I don't have to kind of crouch down, because I hate being tall. Being tall sucks, so. The stand I had before was kind of a little short for me, so. Well, everything is short for me. Why is everything short for me? It's a Hobbit world. I hate being in the Hobbit world.
Well, you're just so freaking tall.
Meow. So how is the weather down there? You know, you're kind of tall, but...
Yeah, you're not that much taller than me, dude.
Yeah, no.
You've only...
There's someone short around here.
I can go put on a pair of heels and then match you, like, perfect, height-wise.
Well, not if I put heels on.
Well, I don't have a retort for that.
I can't believe I said that. Moving on.
Okay. Well, that can... Oh, wow, I didn't think this through very well now, did I?
I didn't either when I said that.
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
Yes.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah?
How's Battle Forged?
How is Battle Forged? In the tournament of segments?
Can you sound a little more enthusiastic about that? I mean...
I was trying to be, like, dramatic. Like, how is Battle Forged?
Dude, I need to move my microphone mount, like, over here now so that... Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Just looking at, because, like, I'm staring at a wall.
Well, that's a better image than looking at me, so...
Well, yeah, but then now you're seeing me standing in an awkward stance so that I'm set up perfectly so that my head doesn't move, and I'm sure I look rather interesting. Yeah, because I figured if the cat is going to stand, I should stand as well, because I love standing pod. Standing pod is awesome. I did it on Getting Geeky once.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's a great way to do a pod. So?
I'm for that.
Yeah,
I used to do that
exactly. But now I need to change how I have my microphone set up. You know, oh my gosh, I went into the store where I got the desk today to try and get the extra part, so that we could have the part of the desk that we turned around for you to use.
Yeah,
so that could be more stable. You know, it's just an additional side panel. It's only got half of a side panel right now.
Uh-huh.
So we need the full side panel. And they do sell that for this particular desk. But you know what they freaking told me? They told me it was a specialty order and it would take 10 to 12 weeks to arrive.
It's a... What do they have to do with it? It's a piece of wood. It's...
I know, exactly. You would think that that's the kind of thing that they would just have laying around in the back room.
I know. What do they have to do? Make it special? They have to cut down a tree?
I don't
know. From Canada?
I really, really don't know. So I hate to say it. I was kind of rude. I was just like, well, you just answered my question. See you later. And I turned around and walked out.
Well, you are Siebes, so.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they already kind of weren't listening to me. I walked in saying, hey, I have the Royal Office desk in the Venge color. I need the additional side panel for the leaf extension to make it into a full desk. And they're like, okay, so you need a part. Which one? The Royal Office? And you said cherry, right? No, Venge. That's the dark one. Yes.
What'd you say?
Oh, my God. Sorry, I really had to get that out. That one's been eating at me. How is Battle Forged now that I've, you know, gone on like this total rant about how I was a bitch to this poor clerk earlier today?
They probably deserved it.
Oh, she wasn't listening to me. I don't like it when people don't listen to me.
What?
Oh, wow, I just said that on a live show. Yeah, you better listen up. Wait, now I'm being forceful. Someone stop me. How is Battle Forged?
Battle is forged. During the week, Siebes and I peruse to a list of movie-related segments that we created.
Thank you for bringing the intensity. That's what I was looking for before.
And now I lost it. And we'll choose a movie-related that specific randomly selected segment. And we posted a list at a website if you want to play along at bit.ly/MMK segments. And as an example, one of our segments is called An Old Friend, which is defined as any movie that is 30 years or older. For example, the movie Tron, it was released in 82. Damn it. Now I feel old. Okay. So how do we choose a segment at random?
Example? I spin the wheel.
Yeah. You've got a spinny wheel.
Hey, I've been seeing some tweets come in.
Sweet.
Yeah, we got one from Revelstoke Jim. It says tweet.
Cool. Tweet back at you, Jim.
Tweet back at you. And Uncle Dan's creepy van tweets us and says, creepy tweet.
Is there candy involved?
Probably.
I mean, that's an extra sweet tweet.
Now, I did just see something come in from Diane. Oh, there it is. She says, but cats don't stand. They drape.
Drape?
Well, this one's standing at the moment.
I'm draping a towel.
You asked how this is done. Yes, apparently you're draping.
Okay.
Can we change your name to Dawn?
Dawn? Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. So I just give this wheel a spin, right, Katie?
Uh-huh. You spin it. Spin that wheel.
Aw, where's the sound?
It's no good without the spinny wheel sound.
Nope.
No spinning.
See, I told you I screwed the mixer up. Oh. There we go. And we have landed on Pod People. Do you have anything for Pod People, Kitty?
No, I don't think I have anything this week.
Well, in that case, I shouldn't have turned my microphone like that. Oh, look, and I didn't clear out the previous stuff. Yay!
Okay, what previous stuff? Oh, so Pod People, that's anything we've listened to this week. I've been listening mainly to the same pod, so nothing too new. I mean, every pod that I listen to, they mainly just drop new ones. Like what? We Are Not Here to Please You? They had a new one come out this week. We were kind of on that one.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. All right. For my pod people, I had to go with... edumacation again. Specifically for those freaking crosswords that they're putting. Wait, didn't I do this last week?
No. You just told me about the crossword thing Tuesday or something.
Oh, I've just suddenly had that feeling like I've talked about this before.
No, just telling me about it during the week.
All right. Well, if you go to the Edumacation Facebook page or follow Edumacation Andy on Twitter, there are regular posts every day. In fact, one should be coming in about 2 hours, just after midnight Pacific. Andy ends up posting a new crossword. I don't know if he does it on the weekend. I haven't checked that yet. But
so was that a new thing?
Yeah, it's just something he just started. Like, I think I first did it last Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
I've heard a couple of episodes. It's not one I keep up with yet.
Yeah, it's here. It's right there. And there's also this app where you can download the puzzle and actually just do it on your laptop rather than actually printing it out.
Oh, cool.
And everything. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I thought that was worth mentioning. Good Edumacation, another one of my favorite podcasts. I know we've brought it up many times before, but
that's really interactive.
Yeah, they threw something new in there. I say they. It's really handy. It's awesome. I'm having a lot of fun with it. And they actually do, or he does two different puzzles. It's really the same puzzle, but there's two different sets of clues. There's easy clues and hard clues, so you can actually choose which one you want. And solve the puzzle based on that set.
Excellent.
So,
go check it out.
Yeah. Edumacation, crossword puzzles. Ton of fun.
So it's like an edumacrossword?
You got to be like looking into your mouth when you're going to give gold like that. What did you just say?
I said it's like an edumacrossword.
Exactly. Our next pick is Foreigners. Do you have anything for Foreigners, Kitty?
Damn, no, I don't.
Neither do I. Although I
need to start watching more foreign films. So
I kind of feel that way too. The big problem that I have is every single time that I start thinking about Foreigners, I immediately think of Run Lola Run because it's one of my favorite films, you know, domestic or foreign. And so, you know, I start thinking about Foreigners, and that's the first thing that comes to mind. It's inherently biased every single time. I end up running down the exact same thought process. So I need to change it up. I need to watch some...
Run
some...
Teams Run?
I was running just before the show. It's awesome way, you know, not only standing, but a pre-show run that... Just get
you
the kind of
freaked me out.
Endorphins
you,
going.
You were saying words, and then you just dashed out, and I was...
I need to go to the car.
I thought you were leaving. You were going to abandon me. I was like, we got a show in 5 minutes. And I told people we were going to be, and you took off. And I was, she left me alone. I don't even know how to do this. I'm going to start pressing buttons and turning knobs. And, well, that didn't sound right.
Make sure you speak straight into that microphone.
I'm speaking straight into the microphone.
No, you're not. You were speaking off to the side. Yours isn't set up.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you don't have to stand on your tiptoes. I guess you're not that tall now, are you?
Yeah.
I'm just having fun giving him crap.
Okay, that's me. That's all on me.
Well, I just want to make sure that you're actually peeking on this. I mean, it should be solved. What? What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I did not have a foreigner.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Whatever. Something happened and I clearly missed it. Push my buttons and turn my knobs, says Chitch Funky Boy. you got a wife.
I thought he was talking to me. What are you?
Oh.
Don't get all egotistical there.
I thought he was talking to both of us. All right, whatever. Jim sends a tweet that has a image attached to it. It says... cats stand. Fuck you, I am Tuxedo Cat. And it's a cat in a tuxedo standing.
I've got that picture. I like that one.
Awesome. And Diana says the Andy crosswords are awesome. I did them on my iPad. And Cesar Chavez movie, although he was a Mexican-American foreigners. Yeah, I don't think that counts. It depends on where it's made, but we've banned North America, so that one.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, remember? Because we don't, you know, because so many films are filmed up in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would make them technically foreigners for us, but they're the intended market, I guess, is really.
Yeah, overseas.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no. I'm saying the intended market of the film. You can't say the intended market anymore because that. Wow. Good job, Siebes. Be super U.S. centric. Awesome. No, but it's not the intended market. I guess is it where the filmmakers are from? I don't know. I don't know.
If they speak a foreign language like French, that's pretty foreign to me.
It's like it's like the justice that defined pornography as well. I can't specifically define it, but I know it when I see it. I know a foreigner when I see a foreigner. That doesn't sound any better. We're talking about films here. And we're not even on film foreigners anymore. Now we're on acting out. And damn it, I had an idea of what I was going to do for acting out, but I didn't write it down. And I'm an idiot with a microphone. And I can't remember right now. So I have to take no point.
What, for acting out? You don't have anyone for acting
out? I don't have anything for acting out right now.
Woohoo, finally I got a point. I do have one.
Okay, what do you got?
Share.
What, are you thinking Moonstruck?
Yeah. Well, a lot of her stuff from the 80s, you know, like Moonstruck and Mask. Did you ever see Mask?
Gosh, I don't remember.
Rocky Dennis story?
I do not remember.
Well, I've got that one. We'll have to watch it. And I like Suspect and The Witches of Eastwick.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I remember that one. That was a good one.
The one I was thinking of the other day, for some reason it hit me the other night at work, was Silkwood. Did you ever see that one? It's about, I guess, I think it's what, Karen Silkwood? It's based on a true story where she's kind of working for a nuclear power plant or something, and there's safety issues. I can't remember all of a sudden. I should have looked that one up more. Yeah, I got lost on that one. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, all right. Well, we got a couple of tweets that came in, and Jim says that you are the Trillion and I am the Zaphod. What do you think about that?
Okay, that's pretty accurate.
Really?
Well, you don't have the two heads, but...
Well, is it two heads specifically, or could it just be two personalities, at least? What's beeping?
I don't know.
Well, it's got to be something of yours. And I know exactly what's beeping, because I have one of those devices right there. It is your MiFi.
Not anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have your computer on the regular network, do you?
No.
And okay.
I just set it up today.
These are the things that we should have solved before going on the air.
Well, I don't need it now. I just needed it to check my email.
Okay, well, yeah, but I can hook you up to the switch, but... well, I can't now because I would have to.
All right, later. I got my notes here.
Things to take care of at a later time. All righty then.
Did I get my point? I got my.
You got your point. I'm gonna go ahead and spin again.
Spin. Yeah, I can't add points now. I disconnected it.
Okay. Well, since you're go ahead and turn your MiFi back on. Just I'll give you a USB cable. That way, it can charge from your computer.
Oh, no, it's not that. It connected something else. I don't know what it connected. That's why it beeped.
Oh, well, who cares? Just turn it back on.
Okay.
You should have internet connection. We'll fix it after the show. I just saw another tweet coming. Okay, here we go. Tom Sherlock says, Rocky Dennis reverse I fucked me in the...
Let me see what the hell he said.
Oh, damn you, Tom. In the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese, and he's asking if I meant to hit the cat with the switch. Well, yeah, I guess putting him on the switch could be interpreted that way. We have landed on Knight's Choice Siebes.
Oh, shit.
Now, I can't choose my novel idea on this one just because it's ultimately going to end up being our flick pick through an oddity of earlier today, but we'll talk about that when we get to it. So I'm going to go with science fiction.
Ooh. Okay.
Do you have a science fiction kitty?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, let's see. It is my turn to go first. So I was originally going to go with Interstellar. I saw it on Thursday with my coworkers. I thought it was freaking awesome. In fact, we ended up talking about it on Getting Geeky. And so my official thoughts on that, yeah, all right, I'm happy with what I did on Getting Geeky, and maybe I can choose it another time. I changed my mind because before the show, we put on Tron Legacy, specifically because, there's a 3D TV right there, and you've never seen it in 3D, right, Katie?
That's correct.
So,
that is correct.
I thought that would be cool, so you can check out the gimmick, and possibly more on that a little later. What do you think of that?
That was a little fun. I mean, okay, now I know what it's about, this 3D
thing. No. I'm saying we'll talk about it later.
That's all I had to say about it.
Okay, fine.
It was 3D, yes.
Yeah. We'll talk about the 3D-ness another time. That's not what I wanted to focus on because we paused it at one point because we had to get up and do the show.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
You may talk.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you believe the stones on this one?
Go ahead, say something. Talk. Let me hear something.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we paused it on the scene where the sirens are outfitting Sam, and specifically the brunette siren that was walking to get the identity disc. There's this shot of her face, and she's got like the flawless makeup, everything, but I was really looking at her eyes. There's a ton of makeup around her eyes, highly accentuated, but I noticed something really cool about them. There was a 3D-like effect. And by this point, we already switched back to the 2D again because, 3D, total gimmick in my mind. Neither of us particularly cared, so why not just go with the regular 2D and keep watching it? But we'll talk about that later, maybe. I'm just as guilty as you are, Katie. I know. but looking at her eyes, there was something different about her pupils.
Yeah, not and to make so, you jump up and what the hell?
Yeah, so immediately rewound it, paused it, on the freeze frame, jumped up, and gave it a closer look, and her pupils were hexagons. Everything cool. In this movie is a freaking hexagon. It's awesome. But they actually went to the detail, like CGI, like the hexagon, and it creates this really, really awesome 3D-like effect, even though it's a 2D shot. It's really freaking cool.
It's definitely cool because she has the big cat eyes.
Yeah, which is really funny because if you see her in other things, she kind of has a little bit of squinty eyes, kind of the way that Renee Zellweger used to.
Yeah,
that actress, right off the top of my head, I'm going to say Sarinda Swan. I'm pretty sure that's her name. She played Zatanna in Smallville. Why am I talking about her again?
I don't know.
I was going to go somewhere with that and I completely, right. If you see her in other things, she's got more of a squinty eye look, but in this, they really brightened everything up and really, really focused on her eyes and she kept them wide open. It's a remarkable spot to pause. I encourage everyone to watch Tron Legacy and in the sirens when she's getting the identity disc and they focus on her eyes, just pause it and look at the hexagons in her eyes. It looks really, really freaking awesome. So it's just really glad that we got to see that.
Like 20 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to do that if it was on VHS. You would have that little squiggly line that kind of when you pause the TVs.
But not just that, but how many times have we watched Tron Legacy and we're still finding new stuff in it?
I know.
Or at least new to us. I'm sure other people have discovered this before, but it's just awesome.
It's always fun to find something new in a movie that you actually like. So
what do you have for
science fiction?
Yes. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
What?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tom Ashbrook here with an urgent report for the public. We now go live to James Raflowski at the Pentagon. James?
Thank you, Tom. Let me just say the shit has really hit the fan over here, dude.
Should you really be using that sort of language on the air?
Shut the fuck up, Tom. We are way beyond FCC regulations at this point. We've got nukes, robots, aliens, hurricanes, graboids, Gundams, space plagues, death rays, zombies, mutants, and Jedi. This is science fucking fiction.
Yeah, I almost forgot to play it. You're supposed to keep me on top of these things.
I'm working on it. Well, mine, aliens. Sigourney Weaver? What happened?
Tom, I'm sorry. I know that was a private message, but I'm reading it. Welcome to Midnight Movie Nights, the pod with a theme song that sounds better crumbled up on the floor next to your bed.
I could say things, but I'm going to keep it as clean as possible. Yeah, like
also,
like that.
Tom, you talk about my mom one more time, I'm going to cut it out of the science fiction part and just have a clip, you know, that I can put on the soundboard that just says, "Shut the fuck up, Tom." He says your mom is a highly compressed recording.
It's okay. She was a red box earlier or something. I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, I must have missed that. I don't know.
Aliens, 1986, right?
Oh, nice.
Sigourney Weaver, Michael. I don't know how to say his last name. Is it Bean? Behan?
I don't know either. I think it's Bane.
Bane? I don't know. Bane.
Yeah, no one cared about who he was until he put on the mask.
Yeah. And Bill Paxton. Who can't forget Bill Paxton? Game over, man. Game over. But I just saw that movie earlier.
Speak directly into your microphone.
Into the microphone.
No, you're not. You're speaking out to the side.
I was looking off at my notes. Why do I even have notes on this movie?
You weren't looking off onto your... You were looking directly at the bookcase.
I know.
You're freaking lying to the people.
Aliens.
Fine. I will spin again.
That was my pick.
Yeah, we got that.
Special edition aliens.
Oh, stay there. Please stay there. Right now we're on quotes. You landed on quotes. Do you have a quote, Kitty?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, it's your turn to go first. Go for it.
All right. This is between two people. First one. Well, I've had an interesting morning. In the last 2 hours, I've lost my job, my apartment, my car, and my girlfriend. You still have your health. John Winger and Russell Ziske from Stripes. Recognize that one?
Good movie. Good movie. We should watch that soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got it. I've got it on Blu-ray, so we're good
really?
To go. Yeah.
Damn, I just got it on DVD.
Yep. Which one are we on? We're on quotes?
Yeah.
Okay. what did I end up going with quotes? Here's my quote. You're going to want to be by your microphone for this one.
Okay.
All right. There's a mouse blowing his wad. Said by that fracking cat on November 22nd, 2014 at 9:40 p.m. during the finale of the Disneyland fireworks. There's a mouse blowing his wad is what he says. He's been here 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
That's not a movie quote.
Doesn't matter. A movie night said it.
Oh, shit. Okay, I did say that. Well, he does that every night. Almost every night. I don't know. I don't keep up with that rat and his habits.
Hey, now that you've got your... Diana says, gotta be Interstellar. Nope. Well, it was going to be Interstellar, but it's not. Let's see. Tom Sherlock said, well, shut the fuck up, Tom. Do you not have Twitter pulled up? Why am I reading them all? Let's see. Where is it? How about science affliction? Rocky Dennis is afflicted by his forehead. Rocky Dennis is afflicted by his forehead. So big, it's a five head. And he says, don't ever watch Mask in 3D for obvious reasons. I really, really don't like 3D. I'm not going to watch The Mask in it. I will watch it every once in a while and marvel at it in the couple of movies that I do enjoy in it. Or being in 3D, but just not a fan.
That's just mean, Tom. You've never seen Mask, have you? You're thinking of The Mask with Jim Carrey, right? That's what you're thinking of. I'm talking about Mask. Just Mask. No D.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't want to watch it in 3D anyway.
Exactly. That was my point. And apparently the kitty was distracted by a 3D toy.
Shiny.
Yes, we do still have the cat toy hanging for him. Although we need to adjust it a little bit now so that it comes on the other side of your microphone stand so you don't have to reach over it. And Renee Zellweger and Rocky Dennis are the same person. Seriously, have you ever seen them in the same room? Says Judge Funky Boy. Oh my God, he's on fire tonight. Just keep going. He has a squiggly line. And your mom does extra editing to put my name in the pod more. And Stripes, the biography of my underpants. Oh, Tom, that's shitty.
Pun intended.
And we landed on Anything Goes. So, let's see. Well, my Anything Goes was 3D at home. What does the kitty think of it?
A little bit of upcoming movie news. I mean, upcoming like in 2015.
No, dude, I'm seriously asking you, what do you think of the 3D at home experience? That was what I had for my Anything Goes.
Oh,
I did say maybe we would talk about it again, and now we are officially there.
Okay.
Seeing as how I've been unable to shut up about 3D, I really want to know what you think of it.
Well,
because as I've said before, I'm not a big fan of 3D at home or in the theater either. Enough of me talking. Why have you not answered us yet?
I'm glad I got to see it at home.
I mean, seriously, why have you not answered us yet?
Shut the fuck up, Siebes. Well, I got to see it. That much I'll say. I would probably watch a whole movie. I would not pay an outrageous price in a theater to go see it. It's not that impressive to me. I mean, it's coming right at your face, neck and chest, but... That's about it. It was kind of fun to see it, and I've seen it, and so I'll move on.
All right. Not well, what do you have for Anything Goes?
Okay. Upcoming movie news. Something for 2015. Did you see the trailer for the new Peanuts animated movie?
Yeah.
You did? What do you think?
Yeah, we...
What? We didn't mention it last week.
No. No, we didn't. And I were talking about it on Tuesday.
Oh.
At length.
Oh, well, I was at work.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't caught up to that yet.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well then, fine.
Well, no, I don't know, but it's cool. That's all right, fine. Don't listen to my other show. All whatever.
Right. I'll listen. Really. I just...
Feeling the love.
I'll listen to Thursday when I thought things were going to burn down.
But we talked about it on Tuesday. Oh. No, I'm kidding, dude. I'm totally kidding.
Did you really talk about it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I missed it.
Yeah. All right, well...
Well, I just thought it was neat. It was a kind of a CGI trailer. So, you know, it looks neat. It had a Snoopy flying around on his, what does he call that again? Not the Red Baron. He's flying against the Sop.
Sorry, what was that, kid?
I mean, Snoopy's flying around on his Sopwith Camel.
Yep.
So.
Sorry about that
It's supposed to come out next Christmas? Or... At least sometime in 2015.
Not Christmas 2014, Christmas 2015.
Yeah, about 2015, I'll forget about it.
They're already at, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, and they're already advertising Christmas movies for next year. What the fuck?
Well, the trailer looked good. I'll forget about it by next year.
Exactly. That's my point. That's my point.
Next year, I'll probably bring it up on anything. Goes, hey, did you hear about a Snoopy Peanuts movie? Yeah, we talked about it last year. Fuck.
Jim Browning says, that fracking cat, best Bill Paxton, I can speech, best Bill Paxton impression ever.
Where'd you make him good?
Tom says, gotta pee, Interstellar? Okay. Mask 2, Isis's Revenge, don't lose your head, Rocky.
Damn, Tom, what the hell? He's seen this movie. Oh, yes. So cool.
Okay, on that note, we're going to spin again. And it looks like we're going to land on Guilty Pleasure. Okay. Oh, I don't remember. Do I? Yes, I do. I do have something for a Guilty Pleasure. Did I go first last time or did you? I wasn't paying attention. I think you went first. No, I went first, huh?
Yeah, you went first.
So why aren't you going yet?
Because I just wanted to see you.
Speak into your microphone.
Get confused. I'm speaking into the microphone. Free Jack.
Whoa.
What?
You got loud.
I got loud. Loud.
Okay.
Don't forget it. Free Jack. Did you see it with Emilio Estevez?
Why are you shouting?
Because I can shout.
Okay, no, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, come on. It's a race car driver. He.
Okay, fine. I've seen it.
Okay, very good.
Is that it? How? Oh, yeah. I think someone's peeling out there.
Yeah, that's him now. That's Alex.
Yeah, okay.
Rene Russo's waiting for him in the future. Mick Jagger's going to go chase him. What do you have?
Well, did you hear that sound out there?
Yeah, I think everyone heard that one.
That's very... No, I highly doubt they heard it.
Oh, the screeching car sound?
Yeah.
The street racing outside?
I don't think it's street racing. It's just some jackass being in... Well, frankly, a jackass out in the Anaheim Stadium parking lot.
Jackass.
But that screeching sound does remind me of the beginning of my guilty pleasure. I gotta go with Super Troopers. And...
Mother of God.
Exactly. Oh my God. I don't even know how to begin telling the story of why I love this movie so much. But it does involve me working on an assets protection team at Target many, many years ago. And
did you get to shoot anybody?
No, we didn't get to shoot anyone. We did get to arrest people, though, and it was awesome. And for some reason, all of us just love this movie because it made it easier for us to laugh at our job.
Wussies. They get to shoot people at another store I know of.
Well, we weren't armed. And frankly, a lot of our operations were covert, and then you had the people standing up at the front.
You never speak of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, people follow you around at Target sometimes if you're up to no good.
I'm always up to no good.
So, yeah, I was thinking, well, frankly, I ended up arriving at this one. This is kind of a mini IMDb rat hole because just a few things ended up leading to a few of the different picks. And this one's directly related to my smoothie. But I'm not going to say what my smoothie is right now. But the part of it that made me think of it was when Farva is ordering a liter of cola.
A liter?
A liter of cola. He just wants a liter of cola.
Exactly a liter.
Yeah. it's a good, fun, silly movie. Frankly, it's Broken Lizard's best movie. I've enjoyed some of their other work, but nothing holds a candle to this one. And it, as much as I love Super Troopers, I'm completely blanking on the name of the one where they were on an island or something? Yeah.
Club Dread?
Club Dread, yes.
I didn't see it, but I remember it. The name, the title.
Yeah. I didn't like that one.
So don't watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beer Fest was good. I liked Beer Fest.
That
it was I no Super Troopers watched. Though. But
after
yeah, that's what I got. I I do like these guys. I will continue to go see their stuff, despite kind of missing on the last couple of things.
Aren't they supposed to make a sequel?
That is the rumor, or whatever, as it were. There's a Super Troopers 2 on IMDb, so.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That makes it real. It's on the internet.
And nobody lies on the internet.
No.
No. Not at all. Not at all. And we are going to land on... Oh, don't land on Science Fiction. That's no fun. Okay, we landed on Kitty's Choice. What are you choosing, Kitty?
Old Friend.
We
already went on Old Friend.
Bastard.
Didn't we? No, we didn't. Okay. I know why. I thought we did.
Oh, crap. Did you have an Anything Goes? I don't remember.
Yeah.
You did?
Peanuts movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okie dokie.
So, what do you have for Old Friend?
Anything? I don't have crap.
Sweet.
I was planning on watching Metropolis this week, but I never got around to it.
Metropolis from like the 20s?
Yep.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, and at this point, I don't remember who mentioned it, but I've never seen it, so I wanted to watch it and choose it as my Old Friend. But since I didn't watch it, and frankly, I can't really talk about it, I have to pass.
Okay.
So what do you got, Kitty?
Stripes. I know I quoted it earlier.
Does Stripes count?
It should.
When was that released?
81. 1981. Because I looked it up. I had to make sure.
Okay.
That's why I added it as a quote. Just because it was a movie I was thinking about.
It indeed does pass. All right.
It's on the beach. Sheet.
Okay.
Anyone who's seen it will know what I'm talking about.
Well, no, they won't, because you didn't speak into your microphone.
I know. It was kind of quiet. That's why I did it quietly.
Yeah. That's why I barely even heard it.
That was the point.
Stop speaking off the microphone. God, you're purpose. Killing me.
That was on purpose. I'm purposely speaking over here.
Do you people hear what I'm working with over here? Will you read the tweets already? Come on. Abusive Siebes. You don't even have them pulled up anymore. Come on. You're killing me, Kitty.
I've got notes on here.
What do you mean you got notes? Oh, all right, fine. Snoopy flies around on his red rocket. Insert Trent laugh here. Yes, Trent does have quite the infectious laugh. And Tom also says... All of these jokes are more...
And
wait.
More.
Oh, all of these jokes... See, it's kind of far enough away. If you can actually read that, why don't you read the tweet?
We said all of his jokes and more will be available on A Pod of Us, Episode 3. And it's dropping tomorrow on it. And at apartofhim.com.
Which part of him.com?
A part of him.
But which part?
I don't know if I want to know what part it is.
Okay. Also... Yeah.
It'll be cool to hear episode 3, though.
DeathRayComics.com.
DeathRayComics.com.
eBay link for all your comic book needs.
Good stuff.
Not all of them, but there's some cool deals there. And frankly, it's Trent. I'm sure he can make all of your comic book dreams come true. And it's...
He is dreamy.
Yeah, I'm just going to stop there. We've landed on Tuned In. And no, not the app on your phone that allows you to listen to internet broadcast programming, episodes, sessions, shows, whatever.
Like getting geeky?
Or this. We should be on Tuned In, I think. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I submitted us to Tuned In. Yeah, Kitty, do you have a Tuned In?
No, not this week.
You stink. I had to go with The Lion King.
Get the hell out of here. I was looking at that one earlier.
Really?
I almost chose it, yeah.
Really? I was listening to my movies playlist and Can You Feel the Love Tonight and Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
You're going to do what to my Tata?
That's what I was thinking when I listened to it. It was like, Hakuna Matata sounds like a, or Hakuna Matata sounds like a command. Like, you would tell. It just, it
sounds mean. Like, Hakuna Matata.
It sounds like, it could be in a foreign language telling someone to grope you. Like, Hakuna Matatas.
I'm not going there.
These are the things I think about when driving home from work on a Saturday.
This is why you're so mean when you drive. You yell at people, Hakuna Matata.
I'm not. I don't want them to feel me up. If I'm yelling at them, that's quite the opposite.
Yeah, get away from Matata.
Exactly. Where the fuck did that one go? Oh, yeah, The Lion King.
Well, really, I did almost pick that one earlier.
Well, why didn't you?
I don't know.
All right, well, it sounds like we're on the same wavelength on that one. And at the moment, I do believe we are currently tied. So let's go for one more. Hey, we haven't done ear candy yet, Diana. And it doesn't look like we're going to get to. Unless...
No whammy, stop.
Unless the kitty has a holiday movie. Do you have a holiday movie? Oh, what do you have?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, okay.
It is coming up on what? Thanksgiving? Is that next week?
Indeed.
This week or?
Indeed. And it's funny that you brought up the Peanuts movie and Anything Goes.
Okay.
Because I had to go with A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Is that a movie?
You've never seen A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving?
Well, I've seen it on TV. It's the special each year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know it qualified as a movie, but all right. I'll give you that.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's a video production.
Okay.
Specifically for the holidays.
True.
It's a short.
All right.
But it's still a movie. It's an animated movie. An animated short.
It's a good length of a show.
That's only like 23 minutes. It's a special, but it...
Okay, I'll give you that one.
All right, fine.
Fine.
In the interest of breaking the tie, let's carry on.
Okay.
And let's see, what are we going to land on? Oh, nope, sorry, Diana, it just passed ear candy. And we are landing on Smoovie. Do you have a Smoovie?
Oh, no, I don't have a Smoovie. Not at all.
Well, I went with Clerks 2.
Damn it.
I was originally going to do a quote from Clerks and until someone had to talk about a mouse blowing his wad. So I made Clerks 2 my Smoovie. And actually, this is kind of directly related to...
A mouse blowing his wad?
No.
Oh.
No, I was going to say our flick pick for the evening, which also would have been my novel idea had we gotten to that one. But that just means I can save it for another time. Ha ha. No, there was a moment in our... Have we even said what the flick pick was?
Not yet.
All right, well...
After the tournament.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Okay, well... There was a scene that made me think of Randall talking about the guy in the wheelchair and how he confuses Anne Frank with Helen Keller. And so I immediately started thinking about Clerks 2 while we were watching our flick pick. And we were talking about watching a funny movie after we do the show. I think we should watch Clerks 2.
All right, I'll think about it.
Okay. Well, I guess that can mean only one thing. I have officially pulled ahead. This week, I get the bragging rights.
Damn.
And I really need to put the iPad closer to where I'm standing.
The flick pick.
All right. Our flick pick is A Fault in Our Stars. Did I say A Fault? The Fault in Our Stars.
The, right? Not default. The Fault.
No, it's not Default in Our Stars. That would be Shine.
Okay.
Yeah, it was released earlier this year. It got 80% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics and 87% from the audience. I actually watched this film on the plane out to Dallas for Operation New Litter Box, but I did not get to finish it. I missed about the last 15 minutes. So basically when everything got really super freaking intense, that made me cry. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for that.
Oh, hey, I warned you that it's a fucked up movie.
Well, it was kind of emotional, but not that emotional.
I just remember crying on the plane, like full-blown weepy seeds. It was great.
For the record, I did not cry at all.
Oh, my.
The cat has no emotions.
Indeed, he does not. The cat is Vulcan.
Sweet. Logically.
Indeed. Indeed. Let's see. Wow, we got...
I'm glad you didn't dispute that.
Yeah, well... All right. How about a couple of tweets really quickly so we can actually keep track of where they're at, because they're really coming in tonight.
Yeah. Well, Diane did ask how we define tuned in, and I explained it with a tweet. It's, yeah, tuned in, like an animated movie.
Oh, right, right.
She said Tusk still blows me away. Hashtag smovie. Apparently well, okay. She's seen it. I haven't seen
yeah.
it yet.
And Tom said, there's a scar on my Mufasa. Ooh, say it again. Mufasa.
He also says, Anne Frank, Helen Keller, and Rocky Dennis. Marry, fuck, kill, go. What?
Wow, I don't actually see that one. So, oh, there it is. Anne Frank, Helen Keller, and Rocky Dennis. Yeah, we're not going to play the Marry, Fuck, Kill game with those three choices. No, thank you.
I don't get it. Is there a game?
Which one would you marry? Which one would you fuck? And which one would you kill?
Oh, that's not right. That's not cool, man.
Should we go to hell and play the game?
I'm not playing that game. Not with the,
I don't know. We've got at least two other people listening live because they have tweeted and so if they would like to see us go to hell for playing this game, okay.
They better have reserved seats because they're going with us. That's just wrong.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we will talk about The Fault in Our Stars. Anne Frank came up in the first place because of the scene where they go visit the Anne Frank house. And if you've listened to one of the recent Hollywood Babylons, Kevin Smith actually had a discussion with Josh Boone, the director of this film.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Ralph couldn't make it, and so he found a way to keep it Hollywood.
Oh, okay. And I saw that
so
name.
It was an excellent, excellent episode. I just listened to it earlier today. He talked about the how they ended up doing the scenes for the Anne Frank house and actually revealed a bit... a bit how they actually made history at the house with this film. So
at the actual house?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, at cool. the actual Anne Frank
house.
So it
was house. On set?
Part of it was.
Oh, okay.
Not all of it. But if you want the details, you are definitely going to have to listen to Hollywood Babylon. I believe it's the most recent one. I do not have it pulled up on my phone at this time.
There's a tweet coming in from Diane, and she corrected herself with a tuned in pick. All I have to say is let it go, Diane.
Obvious joke. All right. And Diana also says in a handbasket, hashtag hell, where all my friends are. All right. Well,
it'll be a party. Well, I'll watch a movie there.
All right. Should we play the game?
I'm not playing that game.
You have to. At least one person responded. It's been requested.
Oh, no. Mary, yeah. Damn.
Right? It's not exactly, yeah. Well,
I don't have any real choices.
You have to marry Helen Keller.
Because she can't see me?
Well,
that's mean.
No, I mean, we're going to hell. I mean, if she can't hear or see anything that you do, she's not going to have that much to complain about, so it'll be an easy marriage.
Okay, I'll go for that with that kind of
logic. And you have to kill Anne Frank, because you can't fuck Anne Frank.
That's true.
She's already dead, so, and we're going to hell. So I guess that means that you have to fuck Rocky Dennis. I'll leave that one up to you, okay, Kitty?
Tom, there's something the fuck wrong with you. But yeah, I still like you, dude.
Yeah, that happened. Okay. So, The Fault in Our Stars, you were not turned into a weepy kitty. At no point were you sniffling or have any tears rolling out of your eyes. However, was freaking bawling. Though I knew everything was coming. Like, I saw enough of the movie to know exactly where it was going.
I was looking away, so you couldn't see any of that. So it didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah, your head was
plausible.
Up your ass.
What?
No, your head was in the sand. It is what it is. One thing I did really like about this movie, because I kind of saw it for the second time, or, you know, I saw most of it for the second time, some of it for the first.
That would suck. I mean, you said you saw all but, like,
last 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, that would really suck. And I did ask you the question whenever they stopped it, because you said they did stop the movie when you were getting close to landing.
When I was getting close to landing. It was just after we landed and we were taxiing, so we still had time. They could have let it go. But
oh, they still had it playing?
No. I was flying Virgin. I had my own in-seat one.
Oh, well, I don't know. I never watched a movie. I mean, I took my movies with me when I flew. But all right.
Yeah, normally I do that too, but I decided, let's check out what the in-flight entertainment is. Maybe I can watch something that I wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to watch, you know, bundled into the price of my travel.
Oh, okay. I was just under the impression that they were playing it for everyone, and they just abruptly stopped it before, and then a lot of people were like, what the hell? You can't stop it here.
Nope. But so in the beginning, they had the whole
God
intro,
the world? Oh.
Right? No,
but
no.
You're going way in the beginning.
No. But in the beginning of the movie, when they were doing the whole, you know, there's two ways to tell a story, the sugar coated way, yes. And they showed all of the scenes of her, or there's two ways to tell a sad story. That's what it was. And so in the sugar-coated one, they showed all of these scenes with Hazel being happy and everything. And just having, you know, seen most of the movie before, they really hit all of the highlights of things that actually did happen in the story. I like that they did that. They kind of did they basically told the story in the sugar-coated way and literally left out all of the bad stuff. I just thought it was cute that they were actually calling it out, that's something that they can do. And then they actually kind of put a miniature movie in there.
Okay.
With the highlights, you know, the happy highlights. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, they got towards the end and they got real with it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Always.
Oh.
Always. 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 Oh, I absolutely love when he's going nuts on the trophies and he just goes over and grabs a bigger one. You know, Gus, cool? Yeah, go ahead.
I thought it was cool. They were doing
kid
a
having
book review
a psychotic and, break. Yeah. Yeah,
and the two characters were having a book review and their friend was just going nuts with the trophies and destroying shit in the background. Can I break this? Go ahead. All right, so the book was...
Yeah.
I think that's when I got into the movie. I was like, that's pretty cool,
dude. You were laughing pretty early on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and I like this movie. It was good.
Yeah.
I did not cry.
No, not at all. Not a drop was shed by the kitty. So overall, what's your official Midnight Movie Nights rating for this one?
I didn't hate it.
Didn't hate it. That's it. We've got two official didn't hate it. So I do think that means that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K. With a Ooh. K.
Ooh, okay. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, not tuned in, TuneIn. Now we're talking about the app and a few other podcast directories.
And we aim to start the live broadcast at 10 p.m. Pacific, and we did. We got
no,
close.
No, we didn't. Like,
I said we got close.
Yeah, well, let you're like, and we did.
I said, well, let me finish. Almost. We were like, what, 7 minutes behind?
10.
Close. Closer than we've ever been.
Well, I had to go for a run down to the car.
That's true. A Logan's run down to the car. And so,
I didn't run to Logan. Dude, that's a long way away. I mean, I'm fast. I'm not that fast.
It's like the Siebes Flash.
I run out to Logan, you know, be like, Trent, I need a windsock for that fracking cat's microphone. And he gave me one. I ran all the way back here. Yeah, as fast as the Flash. Yeah, that's, yeah, no, it was not a Logan run.
There was electricity around you when you took off.
I am not one with the speed force. But it's a good thing that we do have a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com.
And it's also where you can find the live stream.
And on Twitter, we are Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And we'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic on the website. And that Judge Funky Boy for the rocking awesome theme. Dude, you rock. Really rock. I was going to tell you how much you rocked. Because you did all kinds of work to that.
We do have a new follower. It's Jim Riley.
And at DC Cantel for the segment intros.
Oh, I thought you were stalling so that you could look up to see if we have new followers.
I wanted to tell Tom how awesome he was.
Yeah, Tom, you rock. Now shut the fuck up, Tom. Okay. Is that it, Kitty?
Yeah. We have a new follower. You said the new follower?
Yeah.
Yeah, I even looked that up too.
Okay.
At Jim Riley, at Revolting Now, right?
Sure.
Jim
yeah.
Riley?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Jim Riley at Revolting Now.
And everyone who's listening to
there
us
we go. That's what I was waiting for. I am Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat.
Let's go watch a movie.
And talk hard.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Remember the 5th of November.
Go away, Baton!
I think I'll leave you two pals alone.
Midnight Movie Nights.
Well, okay, speak up, Kitty. That.
Oh. So, yeah, I wanted to say something else at the very end here. Just wanted to send out a shout out to Johnny White Trash. You know, He had some personal tragedy happen this week, and just wanted to mention it. You know, our thoughts are with you, Johnny. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's, hang in there, Johnny.
Yeah.
We, sorry, I honestly, I don't know what to say at the moment because, well, I just inquired if that fracking cat had heard anything new, and frankly, yeah, I,
yeah, I
really, I don't know what to say.
Just, you know, thoughts are with you, Johnny.
Yep.
Hang in there, buddy.
Indeed.